Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is Erskine of Erskine Overnight and Mr. Jack Blood of Deadline Live, both sitting in for Alex today while he is on assignment. As you know, Alex is in the belly of the beast. He is in England right now, and he is gathering information for you and for his upcoming videos. I'm going to do a quotation here. The Council on Foreign Relations is the American branch of a society which, organized in England, believes national boundaries should be obliterated, one world rule established. This is a quote. The Council on Foreign Relations believes national boundaries should be obliterated and one world rule established. Why are you seeing very little about CAFTA on the news? Because most of the people, most of the newscasters, are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. They don't believe in America. They believe in obliterating national boundaries. Now, who said that quote? A true conservative, Senator Barry Morris Goldwater, in his book, With No Apologies. Not a neocon, a true Republican conservative.
And let's not forget that Karl Rove wrecked him in that Nixon campaign. That's how he earned his stripes.
Oh, there's no question about it. Mr. Rove, otherwise, all you have to do is look at the Doonesbury cartoon, and you can learn all you need to know about Mr. Rove.
See what happens when you're Doonesbury, a traditional cartoon that's been around for what now, about 30 years?
Right.
All you got to do is mention Karl Rove, and you start losing columns.
Absolutely. That's all you have to do with it. Now, we're going to talk this hour a little bit about the Codex, but before we get to that, let's get to Kevin, who's been holding on down in Alabama. Kevin, welcome to the Alex Jones radio program. This is Erskine and Jack Blood sitting in today.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, great.
Basically, I listen to Alex Jones' show, and it pisses me off that nobody is really doing nothing substantial about anything. I called in last week, and I suggested that everybody call this program and give their phone number, and Alex Jones set something up for like a year down the road where we can all get together and voice our opinions. And he kind of took it like I was a terrorist that I wanted to bring guns up to Washington and shoot the place up, which I don't. I want to bring human beings. I want their voices and opinions to be the bullets. Do you follow me?
Yeah, I do. And I think probably, you know, it's a bit of a red flag. And getting together, look, we saw this happen in the 60s. We had leaders, everybody got together, all of those groups were infiltrated, neutralized, and wiped off the face of the planet for the most part. Most of those people were locked up or somehow discredited. So what we want to try to do is stay as fractionated as possible, I think, Erskine. And, you know, we have meetings down here, very small meetings in Texas where we get people together. And I think what we're trying to do here is have you go out and organize the meetings. And it's great to come call in and suggest that, Kevin, but we want to see you getting out in Alabama, organizing regular monthly meetings to defend your community and defend your state.
Go to your church. Go with people you know, Kevin, and get together and have some meetings. And then if you want to, go contact some of your representatives. Talk to your friends. Talk it up. When you're at the barbershop, talk to the people there. Say, hey, have you seen what's going on? We need to talk to these people. And the other thing is, on programs like this, you don't know who is listening. I'm very surprised sometimes to find out the number of people and the type of people who are listening to the program. Your voice is getting out.
I know who's listening and they're taking notes. But, Kevin, if you organize something in Alabama, you call me up on my show, and I'll be happy to promote that, and we'll get people to come out. Maybe it'll be 7 at first, and then it'll be 70, and then it'll be 700, and you'll have 700 new leaders going out to fight the New World Order.
Thank you for the call, Kevin. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones radio program.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This is the Alex Jones radio program, and this is Erskine sitting in for Alex Jones, who, along with my friend Jack Blood, who does Deadline Live following Alex Jones on most of these same stations. You know this CAFTA that has passed, the Dominican Republic, Central America, United States Free Trade Agreement, whatever you want to call it. But what that does is blends in the trade bloc to include Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Dominican Republic. CAFTA places the United States under the jurisdiction of international tribunals supervised by the United Nations, and they must use customary international law as a principle. And, I mean, this thing is so anti-American. It is so anti, it is just tearing up our entire Constitution, and it's going to lose jobs. How anybody in their right mind, anybody who cares about our country, could possibly vote for this? It is a treasonable act to vote for this.
And that's exactly what I said, and I just hope that everybody tried to do something again. I mean, just to see that it was this close, Erskine, I mean, again, they had to really work and really buy people off and really pressure people to even win by the slimmest of margins of just two Congress critters. We know our good guys voted against this and tried to get everyone else to do that. But even that it was that close shows that, you know, there was a lot of pressure. Of course, the Senate is more apt to vote for this because they love the unfree trade. But the Congress, I think we had a really good shot there. Now all that's left is for Bush to sign CAFTA into law, which we know he's going to do. And you mentioned CODEX. You know, CAFTA, along with NAFTA, GATT, activities of the United Nations, UN, the WHO, World Health Organization, FAO, the Food and Agriculture Organization, and CODEX, one of many of these alphabet soup policies programs, highly bureaucratized and unresponsive international agencies that in the context of an increasingly globalized one-world economy are coming together to change the way of life and impact personal freedom in individual nations, including the United States.
Okay, some people don't know what you mean by CODEX. CODEX is the harmonizing, and don't you love that word, harmonizing? Mm-hmm. CODEX is the harmonizing of all rules regarding vitamins and supplements and that sort of thing. They met the 4th of July, which I find a very auspicious time, in Rome. And, of course, after their meeting, you heard very little about it because we had the bombing in London. So you heard very little about the CODEX meeting. But they're going to harmonize everything. They're going to be taking away a lot of the products. If it doesn't, only the requirement up to the RDA, recommended daily allowance, is going to be allowed. Many of the vitamins and supplements will be disappearing. Others are going up very, very high in price. Lots and lots of implications to this CODEX that we're going to see over the next few years, as all regulation of anything natural, any of the vitamins and minerals, is going to be coming to America.
Full regulation of all supplements, all herbs. And I got to tell you, you start growing herbs in your backyard here in a year or two when this thing really starts unraveling, Erskine, and you'll have the police or the UN forces, the peacekeepers over at your home telling you how many herbs you can grow, how many natural ingredients, natural medicines you can grow.
Absolutely, and that is coming in very quickly. Now, meanwhile, you have 100,000 people dying in hospitals. Now, bear in mind, 3,000 died in 9/11. Over 100,000 have died due to properly prescribed pharmaceuticals in hospitals. 100,000 last year, and that's according to the AMA studies. 100,000 dead from properly prescribed medicinals. And you're talking about these products, these herbal products, these natural products, which are available out there, and they are being targeted to be harmonized, to be taken away. So what they're saying essentially is, we don't want wellness, we want sickness.
That's exactly right. Well, there's a sickness is a $1 trillion-a-year industry worldwide, and obviously, you know, and then people are going to ask the question, you know, why are they doing all of this? Well, I think the answer can be said in many statements, again, right out of the mouths of the New World Order types. Let's just take Prince Philip, the husband of the Queen of England, saying that in his book, if I were an animal, I'd like to come back as a particularly deadly disease so that I can get rid of 80% of the planet. Ted Turner, the perfect population for the world would be around 250 million people. I mean, again, getting rid of 80% of the planet and capitalizing all along the way. And of course, while you're doing that, subjecting yourself to the will and demands of the pharma cartels.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, people like Ted Turner and Prince Philip can be the first one in line. And,
that's right.
You know, if they want to get rid of 80% of the population, go ahead and volunteer. Do your part. Do your part. For God's sake, get in line there so that you can be part of it. We want you on the leading edge. Let's go to our callers, and I believe we have John in Ohio. John, welcome to the Alex Jones program. This is Erskine along with Jack Blood.
Welcome.
Oh, yeah, hello. Before I get to my point, I just want to say that they claim it's just harmonization and standardization, but the question is for to what standards and to whose benefit is it being standardized and harmonized? It's really, they find some country or some regulation where it's going to benefit the biggest drug companies against the interest of the health-minded consumer, or the transnational banks and corporations to the disadvantage of the workers in those countries. So it's not a neutral thing for standardization. They're standardizing it to the interest of the biggest transnational banks and drug companies and corporations.
Right.
You got it. That's exactly who it's being standardized to. And then I love the fact that they're using this word harmonize. Doesn't that sound nice? We all want to be in harmony, don't we, John? Now, what's wrong with you?
Well, it's the typical euphemisms that they use. But what I was calling about was, you know, I agree with a lot of what you and Alex are talking about and support a lot of it. But I always feel I have to find correctives on the other side of the spectrum, even though you don't like to use those terms, like workers org or some on the left, workers.org, or well, I won't go into it, but I believe that in many cases where I disagree, I see a vulnerability where the very people that you're opposing, the elite CIA, Rockefeller, banking interest, are could, I think, because of a vulnerability I see amongst many conservatives, be flipped and turned and recruited by those same neocons and Rockefeller CIA interest, as long as they put a communist or a socialist or a leftist label on anything. And I was what prompted me was an earlier caller who was putting Cuba and Venezuela in the bad light. Well, I've been listening to Radio Havana, and I, you know, over the years, they've opposed all of these CAFTA-like free trade agreements before they even had a name for decades at international forums.
Well, you know, I've got a real problem with putting Venezuela in there, because Chavez in Venezuela has been standing up, not necessarily for communism, but he's been standing up for the people, and he's been standing up against this free trade. And so we are sending troops, and we are building up the government of Colombia right now, and we're trying to establish a situation to take them over. And Bush has been trying to get Chavez out of there. One of the few people who actually is standing up against the elitist, and he's standing up against the communist, but he's standing up against the elitist, is Chavez in Venezuela.
Well, yeah, we tried to kill him twice, overthrow him twice, strangling him. We're trying to do, send in paramilitaries to assassinate him. We've done that for 45 years against Cuba and their leadership, sending in terrorists down there. So I think they're in the same category, and he has, for the last 40 years, advised all of the third world Latin American countries not to go for these CAFTA-type deals before they even had a name. That's why the Rockefellers, the CIA, have launched these attacks against countries like Cuba, even blowing up Cuban airliners, germ warfare against Cuba, killing many hundreds of their teachers by armed paramilitaries, and strangling them for 45 years. The elite has been determined to get rid of them. They're not
right. Well, you don't see them as controlled opposition in any way, John?
No, I don't.
Doesn't it make sense? Look, they're not very armed. They don't have much of a defense. And at this point in time, where everything's terrorism, or a decade or two ago, where everything was the Red Scare, certainly they could find a way to justify taking them out. And again, I'll refer to the American Enterprise Institute. I spoke to those people. They've got them under control. I mean, that's what they say.
Well,
I'm not trying to malign the left by any means. That's not what I'm here to do. I'd like to kind of be the bridge and not the abyss in this. But, I mean, we've just got to call a spade and use some common sense. And they can't be anything less than controlled opposition.
No, not controlled opposition. That's why they've been desperately waging terrorist war. This guy, Luis Posada, who's in the country right now, and the media is completely covering it up, was working for the CIA, blew up a Cuban airliner, and he's now in the United States. He's bombed Cuban hotels. Something that is a controlled opposition isn't going to be strangled obsessively for 35 years.
But that's their hitman. You've got to cover for Sonny the Bull Gravano.
Well, you know, that's that would be the most absurd extrapolation. I mean, if Castro wanted to be their controlled opposition, all he'd have to do is be the recipient of the billions of dollars these other generals and caudillos who did the anti-communist dirty work through Central and Latin America and put it in their Swiss bank rather than being a target for their assassins right under the bowels of the beast for 45 years. I think he's an honorable man, and I think that if we start looking at these countries that are next on the hit list and are presently on the hit list, whether it's China, which I think has more capitalists than they do here,
John, with all due respect, calling Fidel Castro an honorable man is just going a little too far for me.
I have some real problems in mixing Castro's Cuba along with Venezuela, because I believe
the only difference, Erskine, is that in Venezuela, they haven't gone all the way. They've allowed the Fox News 99% control of the media to constantly smear them, set them up for attack and overthrow. And so they have another chance after you've traitorously worked with the CIA to overthrow us twice. In Cuba, they've said, we can't afford to do that.
John, this is a good debate, but I just suggest you read what happened with the start of communism with the Bolsheviks and how this all got started, and then maybe work from forward to backward rather than backward to forward, it might be a little easier.
We it's are certainly a very interesting comment, and I appreciate that, John.
Yeah.
We'll be right back on the Alex Jones radio program.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve Note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Yeah, the ring of fire, and that's exactly where Alex Jones is today. In the Ring of Fire, he is in the belly of the beast. He is in London, England. And he is making a new documentary. But you, while you still can get it, while it's still available and you still have the freedom to obtain it, get a copy of Martial Law 9/11, please. Rise of the Police State. It's three films in one. It talks about Bohemian Grove. It talks about the police state. You're going to get the very latest update, and you can get that film for $19.95. You go to a movie, what's it going to cost? $100? You can get this, you can have it, you can show it to your friends, you can show it to your preacher, you can show it to anybody you want to, make copies of it, get it out, but help Alex and support the Alex Jones program by calling 888-888, it's toll free, 253-3139, 253-3139. Get your pencil out, we'll give it out again, 888-253-3139, or go to InfoWars.com, InfoWars.com. And I understand that one of the people in this video is none other than Jack Blood, co-starring, not really, but you have a part in it, don't you, Jack?
If you blink, you'd miss me.
No, it'd take a long blink. You've got a part in it.
I'm talking about, you know, what democracy means, what a republic is, and trying to break that down as 500,000 protesters are running by, hurling insults at us while we're trying to cover the real news there at the election. Let me tell you, this is a funny story. They also filmed me. I had my Fox News press pass with me, along with my congressionally approved press passes that would get me through all the checkpoints over there. Regardless, I almost got swooped up to Gitmo on the Hudson. But we went in there and filmed a piece for the Alex Jones movie that didn't make it in. I'm going to put it in my movie. And I wade into a Fox protest there in Manhattan, about 500 strong, with my Fox press pass, and I'm attacked by 500 people. We had undercover security who were there, police or FBI, try to escort us out, but we caught that all on film. And what I was trying to tell these people is, while you're protesting BC, ABC, who are just as guilty as Fox, in my opinion, of putting out disinformation.
But they're not fair and balanced.
Yeah.
Hey, when you're talking about Gitmo on the Hudson, do you have one of those Gitmo shirts from Rush Limbaugh? Now, let's get real. When you're looking at the type of abuse that went on over in Abu Ghraib and that has gone on in Guantanamo Bay, you're looking at satanic activity. And you can compare this to the Bohemian Grove films that Alex has done. But let me ask you, when you were there at the coronation of George the Fourth, or whatever you want to call him, President George the Second.
King George, yes.
King George the Second. When you were there at the coronation, did you not feel like America, for the first time in your life, was under absolute police control?
You know, I did it first, and I got to tell you, this is what groupthink does to you. I mean, I'm pretty solid. I've been researching this stuff for years.
Sure.
And as I'm walking around with a barcode and my picture hanging around my neck, emptying my pockets at everything, with blimps flying over me, being questioned by Secret Service for sweating too much, I started getting used to it. You know, and I caught myself in the middle of it. It wasn't like 2 weeks later that I figured it out. While I'm doing it, I can't believe I'm getting used to this. I'm actually now getting used to running around with a barcode, my picture around my neck, getting through, yes, sir. Oh, okay, you want to search me illegally? That's fine, sir, because I want to go through to the next checkpoint. And the groupthink that was involved with all of these Stepford Republicans literally crying when George W. Bush was speaking from his occult circle in the middle of Madison Square Garden, I had to check myself. I really did. I mean, the groupthink for both in Boston and New York was enormous.
Now, as a reporter there, did you and Alex get the free massages that they were giving to the reporters?
Yeah, the lines started, I think, back in Pennsylvania. So, no, I didn't get, the free gift bags and the massages.
Yes.
No, we didn't get any of that.
Now, coming up on your program, Deadline Live, what are you going to be talking about today?
Well, we have Open Mind, Open Line Friday, so we go pretty deep down the rabbit hole on Friday and take calls from the listeners, and I am going to be talking about a new microchip coming out to identify the dead, and there is a trail of dead. In fact, we'll know them by their trail of dead, because they'll have the microchip.
Ooh, you never die, you're always chipped. So people just never die in America anymore. You're going to be chipped all the way to heaven or hell or wherever you're going. more when we get back with Jack Blood and Erskine sitting in for the great Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The keychain attachable nuke alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the nuke alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented nuke alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the keychain attachable nuke alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. See the keychain attachable nuke alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734.
Friday afternoon, and this is it's almost noon time for everybody across the nation. This is Erskine and my friend Jack Blood sitting in, and Jack Blood's Deadline Live coming up right after Alex Jones on most of these stations. Alan Erskine overnight coming up this weekend. Steve Alton is going to be talking about the Loch. It's about Loch Ness Monster. That's pretty cool stuff. John Goldhammer, he's going to talk about radical dreaming, innovative dreaming as a period of self-discovery. It's going to be kind of neat, but the last hour, Steve Jacobson, Mind Control in America. This is a guy who used to edit motion picture films, and it's going to be very good. Next week, we're going to have Al Martin, and we're going to be followed by, live from London, Paul Joseph Watson, author of one of my favorite books I've ever read called Order Out of Chaos. And Joseph Watson always has a lot to say. Coming up, let's go to Daryl in Pennsylvania. Daryl, thanks for waiting. You're on the Alex Jones radio program.
Hi, Erskine and Jack, and you guys are doing a great job. And I want to let everyone know I have all of Alex's videos, with one exception, his Kaffir one. But his best, as far as I'm concerned, are his three police state videos and his three recent ones that he did on 911, 911 The Road to Tyranny, the Masters of Terror, which gets into the historical use, or historical cases of governments using terrorism to bring in their own agenda. And, of course, his latest one, Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State. And I'd urge everyone to get that. One thing I disagree with Alex on is he doesn't push his T-shirts hard enough. I've got one here.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about this one. And I, every time I wear it, I get favorable comments. The one that has the pictures of Hitler, Stalin, and Mao on the front, and it says, mass murderers agree, gun control works. And, of course, it has Infowars.com on the front. By the way, everybody, if you haven't been up on Alex's two websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, you need to go up there. There's a ton of great news articles with great news analysis that you're not going to get
the checks in the mail, Daryl. You know, I've been there, done that, and I own the T-shirt. And let me just say, you're right about that, because these T-shirts and the bumper stickers as well that go with InfoWars start conversations, don't they? I mean, I have that mass murderers agree. They love gun control.
Let me tell them what the great part on the back says. Politicians love disarmed peasants.
That's right.
And so,
and people come up to you, though, don't they, when you wear those T-shirts and it starts a conversation.
For sure. And like I said, I have never gotten one negative comment, and I live here in a rural area in Pennsylvania. And the best way to support shows like Alex's, I don't think Alex has ever been on begging for money, is to buy the great informational tools that he has, buy the T-shirts, and spread the word that way, and don't wait till 2 years down the line or something when we have no First Amendment in this country.
Well, you've got to do it while we can still get it. And when I say while you can still get these videos, there's going to come a time you won't be able to. Now, let me ask you about one other thing. A guest who's coming up on my program, not this weekend, but the weekend after this. Have you got Order Out of Chaos by Paul Joseph Watson?
Yes, I do.
Wonderful book, and he uses nothing but mainstream sources. That's what's so interesting. These people tell you what they're doing, don't they?
They sure do. And let me make a comment. I didn't call in to talk about this, but your previous caller, was that John?
Yes.
That mentioned, and I believe Jack came back at him and mentioned about Fidel being possibly controlled opposition. Let me throw this out there without a lot of discussion, but it's something for folks to think about. I worked 26 years in the intelligence community. Do we really think that the CIA and the mob and part of the military-industrial complex could team up and take out the President of the United States with a sure kill, blowing his brains out? But if we really wanted to kill a tin-horn dictator down on a little island, that we're not able to do it? I think when you read about the supposed assassination attempts on Fidel Castro, they're laughable.
Look, when they wanted to get rid of Khrushchev, all they did was send David Rockefeller to Russia, and Khrushchev went up to Siberia.
Let me show you just a real quick example of how they control all the sides in a conflict. And your one caller that called in earlier mentioned about Samuel Morse warning. And Samuel Morse, by the way, warned about the Jesuits.
And right.
Let me give you a comment, or first a quotation, and I'll give you the example. This one's by Lafayette, the Marquis de Lafayette, the famous French statesman and general. He served in the Continental Army under the command of George Washington. Listen to what he said, very short quote. It is my opinion that if the liberties of this country, the United States of America, are destroyed, it will be by the subtlety of the Roman Catholic Jesuit priests, where they are the most crafty, dangerous enemies to civil and religious liberty. They have instigated most of the wars of Europe. In World War II, you had, and by the way, the CIA, if you go back and look at all of the guys that have headed that, almost all of them are either 33-degree Masons, like Alan Dulles, whom Kennedy fired, or they're high-level Knights of Malta, who are controlled by the Jesuit order, like Bill Donovan, Bill Casey, and John McComb. But during World War II, who's running the USA, CIA, then it was the OSS. It's Bill Donovan, Knight of Malta. Who's running the Soviet intelligence? Why, it's Prince Anton Terkel, who uses Jesuits for his couriers. Then we look at Nazi Germany. Who's their big intelligence guy on the Eastern Front, supposedly getting all the intelligence on the Soviets, and then he later comes to the USA and helps set up the CIA? It's Knight of Malta, General Reinhard Gehlen. And I'd like to say, this isn't a Catholic-Protestant issue. It's not a Jew versus Christian issue. This is a good versus evil issue. And we can't ignore this fact that these top-level guys in these secret societies, the Jesuits who control the Knights of Malta, and the Freemasons, are all over the map in the intelligence community when you look at it. At J. Edgar Hoover.
The higher-level Freemasons. But
exactly.
Let me add this, though, too. You also look at J. Edgar Hoover, who they took his entire office, and it is at the Scottish Rite building in Washington,
yes,
D.C., set up in that building, the office of J. Edgar Hoover.
Both of the former head of the DNC and the RNC, before their recent replacements were brought in, both went to the same Jesuit school in Virginia, I believe, were schoolmates, then again working against each other for the DNC and the RNC raising money.
Let me give you one other book to read that I found extraordinarily valuable, and that is called War is a Racket by General Smedley Butler.
Oh, that's a tremendous book, too. And one final part, and that is that when you look at, like I said, these Knights of Malta, and that they're all over key positions, and also in the State Department and elsewhere, and the lower-level guys, like the lower-level Jesuits,
right,
the lower-level Freemasons, they're so compartmentalized, they have no idea at the lower degrees what's really going on. The guys that are very evil are the ones at the top. They foment and orchestrate wars. They control both sides. They take out their enemies on both sides of the battlefield. And then they control the rebuilding of the countries afterward. And America stands a great chance of perishing if we don't ever come to the realization, as President John Adams and others did, that if we don't eliminate these top-level secret society guys from out of top-level positions in our government and in our intelligence agencies, we don't have a chance for survival.
Let me ask you a real quick question, Daryl.
Yes, sir.
Former intelligence operative, and I've talked to a number of other people, including Bob Chapman and a number of people who are working in intelligence services. When you're looking at what's happened with the Valerie Plume incident and Karl Rove and the outing of her, and how that the contacts have been discredited, you're looking at Porter Goss being in control. Our intelligence agency is no longer representing the country. The old line intelligence people have to be madder than hell about what's going on, aren't they?
For sure. And
the
like
good people who are there gathering intelligence for the United States.
A lot of it. I was stationed with both Air Force intelligence, Army intelligence, and I worked my last 6 years at the National Security Agency, and we
right.
had, of course, contacts with the CIA. There are tons and tons of great people at the mid-levels, lower level, that just work super hard to gather intelligence, and then the guys at the top betray us. As you're well aware, the State Department betrayed us so many times. They put Mao Zedong into power. They withheld the bolts from the rifles that they finally released to Chiang Kai-shek, and they sold the Nationalist Chinese down the tubes. They allowed Castro to be put into power. And you've got these guys, actually, old, retired, top-level State Department guys, CIA guys, that are on television bragging that they helped put these guys into power. So high treason has gone on at the top levels of our government for quite a while. Can I just put out a website? I don't sell anything. I don't sell my newsletter, but I did a series on the Jesuits that get into the Knights of Malta, Freemason control in our government.
Go ahead.
And it's called, you can go to a website, and I'd recommend both you guys go up and take a look
at it. I will.
It's called Tackling, like in tackle football, tacklingthetoughtopics.net.
Tackling what?
Tackling the tough topics, plural topics, .net. A lady up in Massachusetts put it up, and it's got nothing but my newsletters on. Like I said, I don't sell a subscription. I don't sell
any.
Okay,
what's the second word? Tackling what kind of topics?
The article the, like the man, the boy, the girl, T-H-E.
Tackling the tough topics.
T-H-E, the, some people say the tough topics.
Right, the tough topics.
.net, yes, sir. And like I said, I bring 26 years of military intelligence, plus I'm pretty well read up on the Bible, too. So I bring that to my newsletters. And like I said, we can't ignore that. We can't ignore any topic. And I've
got to tell you, Daryl, I appreciate your endorsement of the Alex Jones videos, because Alex is telling it way it is.
And the T-shirts. He's got women's T-shirts say Infowars.com for you ladies out there, so go to Infowars.com and get those. That's a great call, Daryl. Thanks for the call.
It was great. Thank you, Daryl. And let's go immediately to Roger in PA also. Roger, you're on the Alex Jones radio program.
Yeah, thanks, folks. And that was almost the perfect segue from Daryl there. Thanks. And now here, these shows where you can actually have true liberal / communist or true, as after the title of Ann Coulter's book, you know, How to Talk to a Liberal If You Must.
Right.
Or How to Never, Never, Ever Talk to a True Paleo Constitutionalist, because you, by all means, you mustn't.
Or the Rochelle Malkin, How to Lock Liberals Up in Camps.
Anyway, it was, and I hope somebody has a little fun with them, like when Almost Honest John the Communist called earlier. I hope somebody draws them out a little. Everybody kind of drops the ball here, but if that is with considerable difficulty, it will be to keep him from jumping ahead to the phony removal attempt era from Castro and just go back. So how is it, Honest John, that Castro could possibly have been installed there without the express connivance of those same Rockefellers and like the James Restons of the New York Slimes and merely providing the pseudo-intellectual cover for that? Or, John, would you have us believe that Castro sprung full-blown on the scene like from the brow of some aberrant Cuban Zeus?
It could have been one of these things to where the boys, the bankers, wanted to teach the mafia a lesson, because the first thing that Castro did was threw the mob out of Cuba.
Now,
I think that there may have been a fight for power with the mob and with the bankers, and the mob lost.
Now, John will have, of course, plenty of advance notice to prepare for that, but he will still fail miserably, of course. God bless y'all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Scott and Wolfgang both dropped, so we got, I think, Wes in Tennessee up next.
Let's go to Wes in Tennessee.
Hi, how you doing today, guys?
Hi, Wes. Welcome aboard. Good to talk with you.
I've got 35-plus years under my belt of teaching United States history to high school kids, and in addition to that, I...
Are you learning them or are you unlearning them?
Well, I'll tell you, just within my 35 years, we are currently here in Tennessee, and thank God I'm out of the profession now, because I couldn't teach under the circumstances that I'd have to teach under. Our history books here in eastern Tennessee begin with the end of the Second World War.
So that's where it starts?
Yeah.
Well, you're seeing that every child is left behind, aren't you?
Sure. Well, I mean, they have no idea the foundation of the country.
You look at these people, and I was listening to, I think it was Lou Dobbs or one of these, who was talking about talking to a congressperson about what is going on about the Constitution, and they have no concept about the Constitution.
That's because they probably went to one of those schools.
I'm ashamed to say that the school books go out, of course, through the Carnegie Foundation. They're one of the main controllers of the education in this country. But
absolutely,
whatever gets printed in Texas and New York is what the rest of the country gets. So while you're in Texas, you got to be very careful what you put in the school book. The excuse that they use that the rest of the country gets those very school books.
Well, I can tell you the kind of thing that we're up against now. I'm not going to pick on Art Bell, because I think he's a good man with a good heart.
No.
But to this day, a guy with a radio program that at one time, while he was running the show, he had an evening audience of between 8 to 10 million listeners. To this day, when he comes on the weekends, because now he just fills in and does Saturday and Sundays, still to this day said he cannot believe the theories that he has heard put forth to him by some of the finest minds this country has to offer.
But he can believe that 19 Arabs with box cutters stood NORAD down. I mean,
yes, that's it.
You know, the evidence
is that Art Bell
sold the rights to his show many years ago for, I believe the price then was $6 million, a lot of money, about 10 years ago. Now he would have gotten 4 or 5 times that. And he lost control of the program ever since then.
And he sold it to whom? Who did he sell it to?
A little group called Clear Channel.
Absolutely.
Premier
so at that point, he is owned, operated, and controlled by Clear Channel Communications, who had at one time on their board of directors George Bush and Henry Kissinger. Do we need to say any more about that one?
That pretty well does it. I'll say this much. You know, I learned in 35 years that history never repeats itself. Only foolish men are condemned to repeat history. And I guess what I'm going to say in conclusion is that I don't want to be one of these Christians that is just sitting around on the rear end waiting for the rapture. It's like they're sitting in a Greyhound bus station.
No, that's what they want a lot of people to do.
That's right.
What they want them to do, and they have tried to neutralize the the Christians, and they've done a terrific job saying Armageddon's coming.
Well, I know this much. We are in a spiritual battle, and I still insist we must fight the good fight, but in the end, it will take the Father to tell the Son it's time to get off his throne and to return to this world. And like I say, we must continue to fight the good fight, but it'll take the Son of God himself to finally straighten this mess out.
Yeah, but the final message is you don't want to be standing face to face with your Maker and saying, you know, all this was going on. We knew that it was evil. We know that these are the people who worship at Bohemian Grove. And I sat on my thumb because,
right. You
know, it's just a whole lot safer to do that, God. You know, it just came out a whole lot better for me doing that. And I had to take care of my family. I had to take care of this. And I didn't want to shake up the trees. I think God will look at you and say, yeah, it may have been better for you at that time, but goodbye. Here's something for you.
That's right.
The fact of the matter is we've got to take a stand. God provides us with everything, the birds with everything they want, but the little birds got to get out of that tree and get it.
The Lord helps those who help themselves. Yeah. The Lord helps those who help themselves. And we'll be back.
Jack Blood and Erskine on the Alex Jones radio program on a frantic Friday.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medication at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Alex Jones radio program. Sitting in for Alex is Jack Blood. Deadline Live is his program, and Erskine of Erskine Overnight. And you can, this weekend on my program, Steve Alton's talking about the Loch Ness Monster, John Goldhammer on Radical Dreaming, and Stephen Jacobson, Mind Control in America. And coming up next, the week after this, we're going to be talking with Paul Joseph Watson, author of Order Out of Chaos from London. And on your program, coming up on most of these same stations, Jack Blood, Deadline Live. Right, Jack?
That's right. Right after this, and of course, we'll be back Monday. We'll be sitting in for Alex again, both Erskine and myself, this coming Monday on the Alex Jones program.
Now, let's go immediately to Pat in Seattle. Pat, welcome to the Alex Jones radio program.
Hi. First of all, I want to put out alert on the legislation that was just entered by Anson and McCain pertaining to the telecommunications.
If John McCain's on there, we better have an alert. If he's got his name on it, it's the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that destroyed talk radio.
Dan Ray Anson was right in the middle of that Telecommunications Act of 1996.
What are these two great Americans up to today? And I'm putting that in. Definitely in quotes.
We got some serious trouble. We've got to call a congressman, every single person, please do it, and tell them that to hold up any vote on this legislation in any way, shape, until we get to read and analyze what that bill says.
Any comments about what it says?
Oh, yes. It's huge. There's huge implications. What we ran into in Seattle here for the public access TV, had to redo the franchise. When reading the franchise, first of all, it's 96 pages, and they only will allow 62 to public access. And of those 62, we can surmise there's some very serious things having to do with the cable company having the only absolute complete connection to not only elections, but the governmental offices, the court, the police, and you get the drift.
Oh, my God.
And it's a federal issue, but it's also a state issue, and we fought very hard down here to protect our cable access programming against AOL, Time Warner, Cult of the Eye, and
mm-hmm.
we held them off from changing great channels that carry shows like Alex Jones' TV show into a music channel. So we had to get out, and hundreds of people, Pat, emerged and all joined together to stop them from doing that, and they were paying off board members at ACTV. A lot of people got fired, but, you know, you've got to get in your community and protect this, and this is
so
a worthy bill to go against.
So it's a new McCain telecommunications bill. Any numbers or anything we need to know?
I saw one reference to H.R. 2726. I'm not sure that that's correct. Tried to call Murray and Cantwell's office. Murray wouldn't even talk about it. Cantwell said, well, we'll look into it. We'll see what, you know, the response is. Nobody seemed to be aware of this, although if they try, when you try to go on the Internet to get a copy of any information possible pertaining to it, they'll recognize that, yes, they did submit it. No copies are available. They said they won't have it till next week.
That's the way our government's operating today, Pat. And thank you for the heads up. And keep calling in my program, Jack's program, Alex's program, so that we can get more information out about this. Thank you.
Wolfgang in Kansas City, last call. Tail gunner on today's program. Wolfgang, Kansas City, you're on the Alex Jones program.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Hey, we're doing a private independent TV network here. It's called InYourFace.TV, and I hear the music coming up. Should I call you back on your program?
Well, you're welcome to join me on my program, Wolfgang, and anyone else who didn't get in today's program, 800-259-9231. Open mind, open line phones for the next 2 hours. What a great privilege it was to be with you, Erskine.
Thank you, and coming up next on most of these stations will be Jack Blood's Deadline Live, and Wolfgang, thanks for the call. Sorry you're at the very end, but you'll be there on Jack Blood's program. Till Monday, this is Erskine and Jack Blood saying see you then on the Alex Jones radio program. Alex, we'll be back on Tuesday.
Have a great weekend.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.